Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 524.
On Now You Know. So if you've been waiting for FSD version 14 like we have, then this post from Elon this morning should be exciting.
Version 14 goes into early wide release next week, then 14.1 about 2 weeks later, and finally 14.2. The car will feel almost like it's sentient by 14.2.
2 weeks.
Okay, so early wide release means what?
Well, it probably means a phased rollout approach. So first, I think to Tesla owners with hardware 4 and who have purchased FSD would be my guess. I think the newer Model Y owners would be first to get it. Perhaps you Cybertruck owners would come a bit later in the rollout.
2 weeks.
And I'm guessing if you have hardware 3, you're not going to get it for a while.
2 weeks.
That's my guess.
We'll be watching our phones closely and let you know as soon as we get it.
Yeah, as soon as we get it, we will throw some cameras in the car and share it with you because I am so excited to see what he means by sentient. Obviously, that's 14.2, so that's going to be November, probably.
Get ready for a surprise.
This is super exciting. The fact that he hasn't pushed it back to next year, like early next year, this is really good news. So Tesla Charging posted first highway sign with superchargers, more to come. As Max DeZager, Tesla's head of supercharging, posted, 99.98% plus of road trips are already possible in the US in a Tesla. Tesla drivers know this through their vehicle touchscreen, but too many people have no clue. The first state-owned highway signs showing Tesla superchargers are now going live. We plan on rolling this out more broadly. Hopefully this helps with turning any range anxiety into range confidence for the general public.
I'm obviously happy that Tesla superchargers are finally getting highway signs, but man, what is wrong with this world where it takes 13 years and 7 million cars before we publicly acknowledge it?
I know, it is funny how you need a whole new administration before they can even publicly let you know that there's this thing called Tesla supercharging. Travis Axelrod, Tesla's head of investor relations, posted, if you need help voting your shares for the 2025 annual meeting, please contact our proxy solicitor. And then they give all the contact information here. You can also go to votetesla.com.
Tesla is actually running ads on Facebook, Instagram, Reddit, and Google search, reminding people to vote their shares.
Yeah, this is really important, people. Stop what you're doing right now and vote your shares.
And don't forget to enter on tesla.com/2025shareholder meeting if you'd like a chance to attend Tesla's shareholder meeting at Giga Texas on Thursday, November 6th.
I entered, but I always enter and I've never been picked.
Not this year.
Which is weird because I feel like there are people I always see there at the meeting and I'm like, do you get special invites? Because I thought it was supposed to be random.
And check out this headline. The government is investing Tesla over delayed reporting of autopilot and FSD crashes.
But depending on where you get your news, you might not have heard about this.
If you go to ground.news/NYK, you'll see out of nearly 100 reporting sources that Ground News analyzed, less than 10% are coming from right-leaning outlets and only 2 are U.S. outlets.
And again, depending on where you get your news, the story might look completely different.
Left-leaning outlets emphasize Tesla's alleged opacity and deliberate delays in reporting autopilot and FSD crashes,
while right-leaning ones focus more on the business impact of such investigations, highlighting the stock dip and regulatory pressure on Tesla as it aims to expand its self-driving technology.
This is the kind of partisan spin that fuels public division.
So when news is filtered through political lenses, there's only going to be more outrage and more conflicts unless we have reliable sources of information.
That's exactly why we keep partnering with Ground News, an app and website that doesn't just show you the most important stories of our time, they show you the bias, credibility, and financial interests driving the different narratives.
Ground News was founded by a former NASA engineer with one mission in mind, help people break free from echo chambers and see the full picture. And we just knew that our viewers would love what they've built.
From their interest feeds that help us track developments on the stories that we bring to you guys, to their blind spot feeds that surface other important stories that one side of the spectrum is missing or ignoring, Ground News has truly become a better, smarter version of the doom scrolling we were already doing.
Which is why we got our viewers 40% off the same unlimited access Vantage plan that we've been using every day. That's just $5 a month for clarity and context when you go to ground.news/NYK or scan the QR code.
Ground News helps us stay curious, think critically, and stay grounded, and we know it'll do the same for you.
So Tesla filed for its unbox process patent back in May of 2024, and on Tuesday, the U.S. Patent Office granted it.
Automated exterior vehicle part assembly using global datum. What are they talking about?
Okay, well, as you know, traditional car factories assemble vehicles like a giant puzzle, right? Stamping out flat metal sheets, welding them together into a body, and then adding doors, hoods, fenders, one by one using tons of clips and bolts or welds. That takes a lot of tweaking to line up everything and costs a lot.
Not to mention it takes a long time.
Right. Gee whiz. Tesla's new process flips that script with a modular design. They build the car in big, ready-to-go chunks like the front end, sides, and roof that are already painted and coated beforehand. Then in an automated cell, so think like high-tech assembly station, robots use vacuum clamps and custom fixtures to hold each piece exactly where it needs to be. They apply structural adhesive, which is fancy industrial glue that's as strong as welds. Press the pieces together. Boom. It's locked in with pinpoint accuracy. No welding sparks. No endless adjustments.
Brief and right to the point.
And the big part in this patent is the global datum. So no longer do you need as many fixtures and jigs to do it. There's some way that they're going to do it. I'm not exactly sure with pinpoint accuracy. That's the part I'm not quite understanding. But Elon explains it here. What matters is that the cycle time of the overall production process can get to about 10 seconds. And there is a path to cars coming off the line every 5 seconds. I posted about Tesla taking this new path based on physics first principles long ago. By the way, anyone is welcome to copy it. Our patents are open source.
What do you think of it?
It's very nice.
They only filed for this patent to stop the trolls.
Wow. So, I mean, global datum, normally a datum is like a point that you measure off of. And normally you'd like to have one datum. So like if you're measuring stuff, it's usually like a point. But a global datum, it would be hard to do on a car.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
A car is not like a box. Like when you're building a house is a box generally. And so, you know, when you take a measurement, you kind of know what you're measuring off of. In a car, it's a lot more difficult and you need fixtures. But now a global datum, I don't know, sounds really cool. We're going to discuss this more in Patreon bonus stories today. So please join us for just a buck a month. Luxury auto brands Porsche and Bentley, both of which are owned by Volkswagen, have announced that they are delaying the rollout of several all-electric models to adapt to a, quote, challenging global environment.
Yeah, Porsche is extending the existing gas and PHEV versions of the Panamera and the Cayenne well into the 2030s and will no longer release the new SUV model that was positioned to be above the Cayenne, which is codenamed K1, to be an all-electric debut. Instead, they're going to launch it exclusively as an ICE and PHEV model.
Bentley CEO Frank Stephen Walliser highlighted a dip in demand for luxury EVs, particularly in high-growth regions like the Middle East and North America, where buyers favor traditional powertrains, according to him.
Yeah. Well, I think Farzad summed it up really well in his post yesterday. He said, U.S. removing EV tax credit is going to give Tesla a massive advantage. Tesla can be profitable without credits, especially with autonomy. Everyone else will be A, uncompetitive in price, and B, incapable of making money without the credit. Porsche and Bentley pulling out of EVs is the signal. Legacy Auto is in very big trouble. Been saying this for years. And do you remember the two Tesla protesters who poured orange paint on an Optimus robot in the Tesla London store back in March?
No, there was so much other stuff happening.
Right, that was a very busy month with Tesla takedown, right? Yeah. Well, their names are Nigel Fleming, 64, and Catherine Nash, 75. They were found guilty. District Judge Louisa Sierra Chiora imposed a month-long conditional discharge, ordered them to split the cleaning and victim fees.
They only had to pay like £50.
I know, but at least they were found guilty. Orange, you glad about that?
It's true.
All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. And Starbase Texas posted, Starbase has officially landed on the U.S. Postal Service map. Residents can now stamp Starbase on their mail and update their IDs to match.
That's fun.
It's official. I wonder if they get a zip code that's like cool.
I doubt it. What's a cool zip code?
I don't know. All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. We have the winner of our Patreon Tesla Model Y front cooler. This was our sixth giveaway this summer.
Congratulations to... Stephen Krall.
Congratulations, Grok randomly picked Stephen out of over 300 entrants.
And stay tuned because we are getting ready for our next Patreon giveaway.
So far, we've given away 4 Tesla Model Y front coolers and 2 Tesla wall connectors. I'm not sure what we're going to be giving away next, but we'll see you over on Patreon today. All right, back from Patreon bonus stories. Time for the shout outs. Again, these are people that without them, there would be no show. And we wouldn't be at 524. We would have made it to maybe 100. Who do we got today?
We've got Adam B. Carell.
Daniel Blinkensop.
Frank Gomez.
Joel Plotnick.
And Michael Pedersen.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. And Cache says Anthropic is going to lose.
Elon says winning was never in the set of possible outcomes for Anthropic.
Matthew Berman says he said the same thing about OpenAI.
And Elon said, no, I never said that. I told everyone who asked in the beginning that I thought the probability of OpenAI beating Google was like roughly 1%. Infinitely different from 0%. After the Dota win, I raised the win probability to roughly 10%.
And in reference to everyone voting their shares this week, everyone's been talking about voting for Elon's compensation package. But he said it's not about compensation, but about me having enough influence over Tesla to ensure safety if we build millions of robots. If I can just get kicked out in the future by activist shareholder advisory firms who don't even own Tesla shares themselves, I'm not comfortable with that future. And just to point out, if you have stock held by a mutual fund, for instance, you don't get to vote your shares. They get to vote your shares, yet they don't really own them. You own them. Isn't that sad?
Wait, so they didn't put any money.
Yeah, you put the money in, but they vote them. That's what he's talking about. Eric Jiang, who works at XAI, says, I love my job.
He's eating pizza.
That's right. X-Free says, XAI got a wood-fired pizza oven. Now he's never going to leave. Elon said, sometimes I say things so profound that people think that it's stupid. And sometimes I say things so stupid that people think it's profound.
You know how Mark Twain, everybody has a million quotes from Mark Twain. Mark Twain wasn't on X. So how do we have all those quotes versus Elon in the future? There's just going to be, he's going to be the new Mark Twain.
I know. There's already books of Elon quotes. Like, he's already got enough. Tom Nash posted, Elon is quietly turning Tesla into an AI powerhouse, robotics, autonomy, data. All the pieces are falling into place.
Elon says, well, technically, I do post about it frequently.
Holmar's catalog posted Tesla Q, which are the shorts, are in shambles right now.
Elon said, a lot of people thought Tesla stock would collapse as the tax credits came to an end this month. Guess not.
All right, time for some supercharger reviews. Let's see what people have found out there in the world of supercharging.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. This is Philip for the fifth time this week. We are on a road trip in Italy to the very south hill of Italy. And we are in Brindisi at a quite large supercharger for the Italian standards and well located. There is a nice supermarket with food, drinks, and everything you want. These superchargers are arranged in a very nice way. One in the front row and another one in the second row, so you can park in any way you want. And the next car has to park in the opposite way. There are 16 old chargers and 8 of a new type, the 350 kilowatts. But we didn't discover them before we connected, so we are charging at an old station and it was fast enough. So this is certainly an 8 to 10. Now you know. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Joe coming to you from Lorena, Texas, at the Lorena, Texas Supercharger. It is a 20-stall location. There are 13 on this side, and then just across the way over there, there's another 7. One of them is a pull-through. It's right off of the I-35, located with this convenience store here. Very nice inside. Clean restrooms, lots of different stuff to choose from for food. I would give this one probably a 6 out of 10. Now you know.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger reviews. We've got a map on our website where you can check out everybody's reviews and you can upload your own there as well.
And congratulations again to Steven for winning the 4th Model Y front cooler over on Patreon. Please join us on Patreon for so much good stuff there, all for as little as a buck a month.
We'll see you guys again on Sunday.
Now you know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.